Hello everyone and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of February 26th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Sorry about last week, I apologize. Everything kind of got real busy and mostly work related stuff. I was in Toronto 3 times last week. Also getting back from Jocelyn's wedding, coming back to the kids, and having to do a bunch of shows. Oh man, it was a good week. It was a great weekend beforehand, and just time got away from me. But hey, enough excuses. Let's talk about some video games and what's coming up this week. It's going to be another busy week. But before we get into that, I want to say thank you so much to our February patron, Dominic. Thank you so much for supporting this show. Want to help us get a head start on March? Well, I know a majority of folks listening to this are already patrons, and we really do appreciate that. But even sharing our content on social media helps a lot. Thank you so much for the support. On the Gamers In this week, Jocelyn is returning. So look forward to some more fun wedding stories. We told some fun ones last week with Ben, first-time guest from Azeroth Roundtable. And we'll probably talk about the wedding. I mean, how could we not? Jocelyn's returning after a two-week hiatus, so we'll talk about that. I believe Jocelyn's plan is to check out Assassin's Creed Odyssey. She picked it up on PS4. She mentioned it a couple weeks ago. And yeah. Get an old visit into ancient Greece. Good times. Personally, I know I've been talking about Wargroove a lot, and I just, for some reason, that game is not clicking with me. I keep meaning to get back into it. It's not a bad game. It's just, it doesn't feel like a PC game to me. I'm playing on PC. I kind of wish I had checked it out on Switch. I think it would be a better feel there. It's just, I don't know, it just feels a little sluggish to me in terms of I wish the combat was a little quicker, but I don't know. But what I am playing, and for those who know how good Wargroove is, good game, are probably going to be a little, oh, come on, Ryan. I've been playing Anthem. I know, I said I did not have a good time with that open demo, and a lot of those criticisms still apply here. However, I did say I would check it out on EA Access. I'm staring at my game right now. I've got 3 hours left in my trial. And gotta say, I played with a friend for the first time and had fun. The combat is really cool. The fact that you get, you know, different javelins. Like, I started off with the Storm Javelin, and now I'm playing with the Colossus, and I never got a chance to play with the Colossus in the open demo, or Storm for that matter. So, the combat's fun, you know? And that shouldn't come as a surprise, because we've talked about that. I mentioned it when I played the demo. A lot of reviews are talking about the combat being fun. So, I don't know. My issues still stem with the fact that the story is kind of blah. The characters are okay. And it's just not a Bioware, it's not the Bioware game I've come to know and love. The last Bioware game I really enjoyed was Inquisition. That's just, the story's not there. And if you ignore the story, that's fine. You can play the combat. I think this game, it's really where it's going to be tested is in its legs. And I'm really concerned that EA is just going to abandon it. And how could I not have abandonment issues? I played Mass Effect Andromeda. They didn't outright abandon that game, but they certainly stopped supporting it once it was fixed. You know? So, I'm torn. And we'll talk about that on the show, and I'm trying to get some more time in tonight playing it. We'll talk about it on the show. I don't imagine it'll be a particularly a fun conversation. As you can tell, I'm torn on it. I want to play a little bit more. I want to at least get to the stronghold. I haven't done a dungeon yet, so I want to try that out. So I'll play a little bit more. We'll talk about it, and I hope if you're playing it, you let me know what you think, and we'll go from there. As for Summoner's Call, I apologize for the hotel audio quality last week. I was out of town, and I did not want to miss another episode. We'll be back to normal this week. A new legendary hero is coming, that is Roy, as leaked by Google Play Store. And then we'll also be talking about our second anniversary hero summon, so the free summon for the second year anniversary voting event is here. We'll talk about that and probably a whole lot more. That game is just bursting with content. Oh, speaking of which, I just remembered another thing. Dragalia Lost is on the Canadian App Store now, so I checked that out. I don't know if I'm going to talk about it on Gamers in Prime. I might play a little bit more and then talk about it here just as a, you know, a mini. It's kind of a game that's been out for a long time, so I don't want to, you know, bring gamers into a screeching halt to talk about an app that's been out since September and in a majority of our listenership's audience countryship or I don't know, whatever. Words. Let's end this there. Let's go out on a bang here. Upcoming events. Dead or Alive 6 is out on March 1st. PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I, for one, am not a fighting game person, nor am I a Dead or Alive. I remember, how could you not remember Dead or Alive being the game's notorious for taking the fighting genre into the realm of, for the lack of a better word, titillation. You know, those games were all about scantily clad women, but also, from what I heard, a very strong fighting engine. I've heard that Dead or Alive 6 is supposed to tone that stuff down, but then I've heard completely opposite remarks on the game, so who knows? I remember Dead or Alive 5 was like a near free-to-play game with some very expensive costumes, and we'll leave it at that. So check it out if you're into fighting games. Dead or Alive 6 coming on March 1st. That's this Friday. New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. You might notice somebody appearing with a new name. We teased that 2 weeks ago that Jocelyn would be updating the overlay due to some events that took place. Jocelyn got married, so she's adopting a new last name. I don't think it's the one of the several we pitched on the Gamers Inn, and no one wrote in to convince Jocelyn otherwise, so I think she went with Kearney. I believe that's the case, so tune in to find out, although she did on social media, so there you go. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.